Morning, everybody. So who's had a good 2023? Anybody? All right. Last Sunday of 2023. I've been handing out a book. You might have noticed I got one left. If anybody wants it? I gave you one. What's that? All right. Do you read? Everybody, it shows how little people think I know because they're surprised that I wrote a book, but not as surprised as I am. But it's wonderful. I want to thank Western Hills again for being extremely kind to Joy and I, and we love you people, and all the years when I came here with Elaine, and then you watched as she deteriorated and all that, you were so kind. And then I show up with Joy, and you're still kind. Just, you're great people, and God bless you for it. And I was talking to Minnie last night, not your Minnie, my Minnie from Winnipeg. And she used to come. Who remembers her? All right, a few of you. And she was in Florida for Christmas with her mom. And she said, hi to you people. She always wanted to get baptized by Pastor Hardesty, but she never did. And the reason was, she lives with her sister, who's a little bit older than her. Minnie is about 50, I think. Sister was about 55 or something. But her sister would not allow her to go to church, would not allow her to get baptized. And she heard she got converted, she got saved, and just gave her a hard, hard, hard time. And her sister told her, if you get baptized, you're getting kicked out of our home. You're not going to be living with me anymore. She had nowhere else to go. What do you do, Pastor, in a situation like that? That's tough. In the amazing news about her, 7 members of her family got saved. And it's amazing story. Anyway, it's wonderful. And I told you last Sunday, we've been married 16 months on Friday. How many seconds was that again? 41,500,000 seconds, give or take one or two. And it's been wonderful. Been absolutely wonderful. I haven't done that here in a while. I used to always do that anywhere I speak. I open up for questions. If anybody has a question of lowly Canadian, I'm happy to answer. I'll answer almost any question. A pastor in Slave Lake, Alberta told me, he said, you're the craziest guy I know. I said, why would you do that? Why would you open yourself up to somebody asking some dumb question you don't have an answer for? Well, I got Pastor Moore here. Yeah, so any question, anybody about Canada or about anything? Well, you can ask me what we're going to teach on. What? I don't know if you're going to get it today. I'm going to teach on Matthew chapter 14, and I'm going to have you read the verses. Matthew chapter 14, verses 22 to 27. How about you do that? I absolutely love young people. I was a youth pastor for 23 years. Grew a youth group up to over 100 kids coming every week. It was amazing. Then I was gone for a number of years, and then we started again here about 2 years ago. And we started with 5. We're up to about 30 right now. I absolutely love young people. I'm presently teaching young adults. I love guys like this. I'm absolutely crazy about them, and I'll die for them. read us the five verses. Will you, verses chapter 14, 22 to 27.
And straightway Jesus constrained his disciples to get into a ship and to go before him unto the other side while he sent the multitudes away. And when he had sent the multitudes away, he went up into a mountain apart to pray. And when the evening was come, he was there alone. But the ship was now in the midst of the sea, tossed with waves, for the wind was contrary. And in the fourth watch of the night, Jesus went unto them, walking on the sea. And when the disciples saw him walking on the sea, they were troubled, saying, It is a spirit, and they cried out for fear. But straightway Jesus spoke unto them, saying, Be of good cheer, it is I, be not afraid.
God, I pray that you'd bless the lesson this morning. Please help me to teach something that will help somebody. Help somebody. God, you're such an amazing God, and I love you so much. Thank you for allowing us to open this wonderful, wonderful book. We love you in Jesus' name. Amen. Peace in the storm. This is an amazing book, is it not, the Bible? You love the Bible? You love the Bible? Amen. Do you love it enough to read it every day?
Amen.
All right. It's a great, great, great book. All the stories that we read in the Bible, they're there for a reason. Way back when, Jesus performed miracles in order to convince people that he was, in fact, God. Today, 2,000 years later, we read the stories in order so that we will believe that Jesus is still God. Do we still believe that? He did amazing things that nobody else could do. And as you read these verses, not that Caleb read, but verse 14, for example, there's a bunch of people that get healed. Why did he do that? So people realize that he had power over health, over sickness. Then in verse 15 to 21, he's feeding the 5,000 people. I was thinking about this, feeding the 5,000. I wonder how that worked. I can understand if somebody's sick and Jesus heals them, sickness is gone. But how do you feed 5,000 people? All he had was a couple of fish, a couple of loaves of bread. And so he took the fish and broke them apart. But it wasn't like 57 truckloads of fish showed up. Like, how did this happen? Did he break a fish and then, boom, it grew again? I don't know. Did he take a fish out of the bag and it got replaced? Wouldn't it be fun to watch some of this stuff? Like how does he do these things? So he just finished doing those couple of miracles. And the disciples are at a all-time high. I mean, they said, wow. This is amazing, hanging around with Jesus, and he's doing miracle after miracle. And they just wanted to spend all their time with him. But then the Bible says that Jesus said, get out of here. He constrained them. I don't know what the word constrained means, but it seems like I don't know if he picked them up and threw them in the ship and said, get out of here. He obviously used some force of some kind, either by words or he constrained them, said, I want you to get out of here. And he went back up in the mountain and had some time with his father. And he, of course, knew that the storm was coming. So into the lesson. When great miracles are happening, storms will come. When Western Hills starts exploding, I'll guarantee you storms will come, either from out there or from in here. And Satan doesn't care where they come from. Satan is quite contented, quite happy to be able to use one of you. Are you with me? Storms do come. After great miracles. I don't know if storms have some kind of attraction to God, to Jesus, because he knows that one of his sheep is in trouble. I think I can honestly say that when Elaine was dying, God knew I was in trouble. And I was. Any of you who are married and been happily married for 56 years or any amount of time will identify with that. So miracle number one, Jesus walking on the water. The lesson there for us is storms can't stop the Son of God. You can get into a storm, but if God shows up, it's okay. Are you with me? If God shows up, it's okay. The point is, will God show up? Will God show up? He doesn't always. He doesn't always. Years and years and years ago, when we started churches, Pastor Jessup asked me one time, he said, what should I preach on? I said, why don't you preach on what if God doesn't show up? And he said, that's a good title. So he, about two or three days later, he asked me, he said, I've found a bunch of people were a situation where God did show up. Do you know of an example where God didn't show up? And I said, yeah, Samson. He said, oh, yeah, okay. God didn't show up with Samson. He will not always show up when we want him to. Sometimes it's our fault. Sometimes he's trying to teach us something. Am I right or wrong? So Jesus walking on the water, he knew that they were in trouble. Storms can't stop God. The disciples were afraid. There was a myth going around in those days that drowned fishermen came back and would walk on the water. And they were afraid of that. And you see that, I think, in verse 26 or somewhere, that they were afraid. And when the disciples saw him walking on the sea, they were troubled, saying, it is a spirit. And they cried for fear. They did not expect that it was Jesus. Is this world not a scary place? Fear, fear. Are we not inundated with fear? The whole COVID thing was fear. As soon as you hear the doctor say, you might have cancer, fear. Am I right? They were afraid. There are times when we become afraid. But what sweet words. It is I. It is I. Listen to me. The next time you have fear, ask God to talk. God will talk. God will speak. Who's ever experienced that? Where you just know for a fact. He could be talking audibly to you or to me. We just know he's there. Isn't that a wonderful feeling when he just walks and you can almost feel him? You can almost feel him. And he, does the Bible not say, my sheep hear my voice? We better start listening. We better start listening. He said, it is I. What a comfort that is to us. Miracle number two, Peter becomes a water walker as well. Amazing, verse 27. Verse 28, and Peter answered him and said, Lord, if it be thou, bid me come unto thee on the water. And Jesus said, and he said, come, come. When God says, come, listen to me, listen to me. Peter did not have to go. By the way, I don't know if the word come there was indicated only, ask the pastor that, he has the answers, I don't. The word come, did that include all 12? It doesn't say Peter come. Peter was the only guy that stepped out of the boat. Even Peter didn't have to go. You know something? You don't have to either. But you won't experience this if you don't do it. We need to step out in faith, believing as well. Am I right? It wasn't that the other 11 didn't have faith. They had the same faith. They said, I read a story about a guy crossing the Niagara Falls on a cable, on a stupid little, well, anybody does these things beyond me. Anyway, riding one of these little bicycles, whatever. And he went back and forth, and he said, who here thinks I can do that with somebody on the handlebars? And they all put up their hands, of people watching. He said, can I have a volunteer? No volunteers. See, Jesus said, come. They probably all said, yeah, it's Jesus. He fed 5,000. He healed the sick. Yeah, no issue for him. But it takes more than that. It takes more than that. You had to get out. I wonder if Peter said, boys, you heard him. Let's go. No takers. How about you? How about you? I'll throw in a freebie here. I will never, in our church at home, I'd never vote against anything. If the pastor says, let's do it, I'm in favor. Some people think there's some kind of honor out there, pastor, to vote no against things. Don't stop other people from having faith. I'm glad the others didn't talk Peter out of it. Peter said, I'm out of here. Lesson to be learned when walking in faith. Keep your eyes on Jesus. Don't look at the problems. Don't look at the challenges. Weigh them. Weigh them before you get out of the boat. Weigh them. Look at them. God has given us a brain to think. Am I correct? So we need to use it. Need to use it. But when God says, get out of the boat, get out of the boat. But then keep your eyes on the Lord. Don't start looking around. Oh, by the way, Peter could have said, look at guys, look at who I am, look at how big I am, how wonderful I am, how you guys are staying in the boat. That'll sink you every time. Fear always stops faith. Doubt always stops faith. Look on Jesus. Hold hands with him. God does not give the spirit of fear. We'll talk about that in a bit. But he does give us the emotion of fear. When in the storm, you start sinking, don't try to recover on your own. Just ask God for help. Aren't you glad that as soon as Peter said, help me, there he is. I don't know how far away Jesus was. I don't know how far Peter had to walk. Did he have to walk from here till Pastor Moore? I don't know, probably. But he only took a couple of steps, started sinking. He didn't have to wait for Jesus to, hang on. No. Jesus is there immediately. Am I right? So will he be in your situation. So will he be in my situation. God has not given us a spirit of fear. I was studying that a while back, and God said to me, he spoke to me, he said, I don't think you understand what that spirit of fear is. There's only two spirits. There's the Holy Spirit, and there's the evil spirit. Are we all in agreement? And he said, the spirit of fear is an evil spirit. And he said, when that comes, you rebuke that spirit. I had that experience this summer. We were having a hard time in our business with the bank. They were just giving us a hard time. And I mentioned this to Joy one day. and we said, let's just rebuke them. Evil spirit. We rebuked the bank. You know that it stopped right then and there? God is still in the miracle working business. Do you still all agree with that? God has not given us a spirit of fear. He's given us a spirit of faith. God has not given us a spirit of hate. He's given us a spirit of love. God has not given us a spirit of fear, but of power and of love and of a sound mind. Am I right? Sound mind. God has not given us a spirit of defeat. God has given us a spirit of power. God has not given us a spirit of confusion. Wow, isn't there a lot of confusion today in our world? And isn't there a lot of confusion in our churches today? In our churches today. Oh my word, you watch these guys on TV, and oh my word. No wonder the world out there doesn't care about Christianity anymore. No longer the world out there doesn't care about a church anymore. We don't even know what Bible to read. We're confused over everything. Are you glad you're not confused here? Amen. Amen. He's given us the spirit of a sound mind. Something that I reading, studying this, it was strange to me that Jesus only rebuked Peter. It seemed like he would have rebuked the other 11. Because they had even less faith. Am I right or wrong? But he didn't. The 11 didn't get out of the boat. Peter was living by faith, walking by faith. I think the reason he rebuked Peter was that he was teaching Peter, when you're walking by faith, Satan is going to come along and tempt you. Do you know that God, the Holy Spirit, they don't care a whole lot about Christians? He's lost us already anyway. We're already going to heaven. Am I correct? So he doesn't care a whole lot what we do or don't do as long as we do nothing. Why would he bother Don if I never ever go witness to anybody? Why would he? Why would he care? I'm not bothering anything. I'm trying to be sort of faithful to church. I go every Christmas and Easter. I'm pretty faithful. And why would he bother me? If you're attending a church that's not teaching anything, why would he bother you? He was teaching Peter. When you're in a storm, keep your eyes on the Lord. Keep on working. Miracle number 3, Jesus calmed the storm. And they worshiped him, verse 35. Let me give you 5 points. I got 5, 7, 8 minutes left. 5 things to learn. Write them down. Peace is not found in the storm. absence of storms, it is found in the presence of Jesus. You can be rest assured, storms will come in your life, my life. They always do. Satan makes sure that they do. Sometimes God allows them for a purpose, for us to learn something. But if you got God on your team, God on your side, you can be pretty sure that it will be okay. Amen? It will be okay. Just ask David. Do you think he had fear? Yeah? Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego, think they had fear? Yeah? Yeah? But listen to me. Did not stop them from getting out of the boat. Don't let fear stop you. Don't let fear stop you. If Satan can get fear into you, you will accomplish nothing in 2024. But if God can get you out of the boat, you say, I'll step out in faith, trusting God. You can accomplish great and mighty things. Number two, faith requires stepping out of the boat. What big thing are you going to try to do this year? Are you going to try to win somebody to the Lord this year? We talked about making an impact last Sunday. Will you make an impact on somebody this year? There's nobody exempt here. Nobody exempt. Nobody exempt. God will use anybody. Am I right? But you got to get out of the boat. James chapter 2, I think it is, says something like this. Faith without what? What is it? Faith without getting out of the boat. There's no faith. Did the 11 have faith? Yeah, I think they did. They had seen the miracles. They couldn't help but have faith. But they wouldn't get out of the boat. How about you? How about you this year? Are you going to ask God to challenge you with doing something? Listen to me. Something that is out of the usual for you. I'm not talking just about singing a song, and that's fine. If you've never sung a song at church, by all means, go do that. But do something big, but you got to get out of the boat. Don't let your faith be dead. Number three, without Jesus, we will accomplish very, very little. Well, we can do certain things. I know that there's been times when I've taught a lesson that I might as well not have taught it. It was just dead. Nothing to it. I hope and pray today is not one of them. I don't want to ever get up at Western Hills Baptist Church or at Victory Baptist Church or any other church and not have the power of God in my life. I just don't want to do it. I remember doing that one time in Florida, preacher. Worst day of my life. I have a tendency of being nervous. I asked God to take it away, and he did. But he did the power too. I don't want that. Without Jesus, you'll do very little. Just ask Moses. Just ask David. Ask Daniel. Ask Samson. Without Jesus, your marriage will just be a marriage. Without Jesus, your job will just be a job. But get Jesus involved in your life. I can't imagine happened to be privileged to run a big business. I can't imagine operating my business without God. I pray for God's blessing, absolutely every single huge decision, every day. Number four, learn to worship and praise Him. Talked about that a bit last week. Number five, if you're going to step out of the boat, expect God to show up. Expect God to do something big. Something big. What are you going to pray about? I got 1 or 2 minutes left. You would think that after all of this, listen to me, after all of this, that Peter would have had unbelievable faith and nothing would stop him. I would wish and pray that we would have that kind of faith. But if you turn to Mark chapter 14, the crucifixion, you don't need to turn if you don't want to. I'll just say that, tell the story. At the crucifixion, a little girl showed up to Peter. Said, Peter, you're one of those Christian guys, right? Now you would think, listen to me, you would think that Peter would have said, yeah, I watched him perform the miracles. I watched him feed 5,000 people. Oh, by the way, him and me went for a walk the other day. We were holding hands. Oh, really? Yeah, you're that tight with him? Oh, yeah. Where were you walking? Middle of the lake. You'd think that's what he would have said. We were out water walking. But no. What did Peter say? I have no idea what you're talking about. Never met the guy. Never heard the guy. Never saw the guy. And then he swore to prove his point. The good news is, it did not stop Peter from further on getting back out of the boat. Peter accomplished big things. Listen to me. All of us will have setbacks. All of us will at times do something that will stop our progress forward. But Jesus said to Peter, I still want you. I still need you. He said that in chapter 16, verse 7. Tell Peter that I asked about him. And Peter must have said, Jesus asked about me. Do you know what was going through Peter's mind? He'll never talk to me again. He'll never love me again. He probably was talked about by the other 10 disciples. Judas was gone by now. And they were saying, I don't know if we want to associate with that guy anymore. He denied Jesus. I don't want to be one of those. I wonder how many churches would not allow a Peter back in their church, but Jesus welcomed him back. Aren't you glad for that? God wants you. God wants you to ask for some big things this year. More in 24. Are you going to get out of the boat or are you going to stay in the boat? Are you going to get out of the boat and maybe you look at the storm for a minute and backslide a little bit? Keep walking. Keep your eyes on the Lord. He'll do great and mighty things for you and for I. Am I right? Are you glad you were in Sunday school this morning? Amen. God bless you guys.